Matthew chapter 13, verse 21 to 28. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciple came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." Jesus answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. Jesus replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, it is, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed at that moment. By the faith of this woman, that her daughter was healed. And now we will hear the message with our pastor with the title, "Mom, the most beautiful person of mine." So our pastor come and share the message. He's saying that we give thanks to the Lord. The Isaac Tai, the songwriter, wrote a song, and someone who has changed the title, "Mother, the most beautiful person of my life." And so we have seen that through the games and the voice of Mrs. Cook. Everyone wants to say, "Mom, you are the greatest mother, person of my life." Mother is the most beautiful person in my life. One who is born to live in without a father, but it's very difficult if a son is born children without a mother. And it's very difficult for a father to raise a child. And in our country, we have a saying that the great love of the mother and the great labor of the father is the greatest in like a mountain. And so when in our culture we talk about the mountain, we refer to the five great mountains in China. Sometimes we do not feel where the water is coming from the stream. But that's the love of the mother. It's so deep. We know how great love, but the love of mother is more secretive. Not many would be known like in China. So, one story, a 6-year-old daughter Ashley was in the back seat of her car sleeping. As she was pumping gas, a man jumped in from the driver's seat of her car and began to pull away. Deborah, desperate to protect Ashley, grabbed hold of the door and steering wheel and held on to the moving car as she was dragged for several blocks. Cam eventually managed bring up the thief, pull him from the car and beat him with an anti-theft device while he apologized and begged her to stop. Meanwhile, the driverless car went out of control and smashed into the restaurant. That's when Ashley woke up. Deborah came, suffered only a ripped pants and bloody knees. And in a great struggle, she was continued to beating up the driver tank. And so his knee was bleeding. And then The suspect didn't fear his mouth, as he was unable to walk. One leg was broken into the other branch. He also suffered head injury. Police don't know where she found the strength, but she knows. I was trying to be a hero, she said later. I wasn't trying to be a hero, she said later. I was concerned for my baby. That was part of me in that car. She was a child. Police was assigning her as a hero. All she knew was that there was a baby in my car, and that was part of me in that car. With the mother, the child is part of her. This image of the mother is a wonderful image. And God can use the parents to express the presence of the Lord in this world. But the image of the mother is more closely related to the Lord. God created us, but gives the mother to give birth to express that God created us. When God created us, He breathed on us. And so the human become a living being. And when the mother gives birth, and give birth and take care of her by feeding her, the child, to express the love of God. God loved everything that He created. And the greatest creation that for Him, that is the human. When the mother has a wonderful hand to take care of her children and to pet this child, God is very holy. And God created a mother with the attitude that many could not understand how wonderful the mother is. Washington said, the love in a mother would not fade, would not empty. It will go through all the trouble, whether with exaltation or not. The love of mother is never exhausted. It never changes. It never entires. But the greatest wonderful is the heart of the mother. Each of us has a mother. And we receive the love of the mother on each. And this morning I want to share something about the mother. And through the passage we read, the Canaanite woman asking the Lord to heal her daughter. And through the term we have seen, there are three main things that the mother would say in Jesus and could do this thing for her child. First, with faith, the mother loves her child the most. With faith, the love, the mother can sacrifice. With faith, the mother will give her all to her child. Do not despise her when she is old. That's a key verse in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22. Do not despise your mother when she is old. And sometimes when a mother grows old, but the Bible says, do not despise your mother when she is old. And because with faith, a old mother can do good things for her children. With faith, the mother loves her child the most. And Jesus went to the region of Tyre and Sidon. These are the northern part of the Galilee. Why did Jesus go there? The Bible didn't tell us. But from here, we'll see that Jesus come this northern part for only one thing. And this is for this woman's daughter to be healed. And this is a Greek. And here, initially, Mark tell her that she is a Greek born in Syrian Phoenicia. She's a Gentile. She had nothing before in the culture of Israel. And they all despised by the Israelites. They have no blessing. However, when Jesus wants to go into our house to rest there, Jesus did not want nothing, but that was could not be hidden from this lady, Canaanite woman. Why? Because when she heard about Jesus with all the miracles has done for the Israelite, and her heart has born a kind of faith, and she took this opportunity when she came to her village, and she came and seek out Jesus, and then a wonderful thing happened to her. Her daughter, with a mercy, what did she ask? Verse 22, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me, she said. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly. She recognized Son of David has a power, but she did not ask, have mercy on me, my spirit. But she didn't say for mercy on my God, but mercy on me. But why? Why did she pray like that? Because her suffering, her daughter's suffering is her suffering. She's been demon person is her suffering as well. She looked at her daughter need as though her need only. And every mother always share the suffering with her children. This mother understood that my daughter has been demon person. She suffered terribly. You have ever seen somebody who demon person is someone that is very scary a form. The demon will bring pain to that person who possess that person. I have a relative, and before she married, I was very close to this relative. She older than me, too. We are very close together. And she has a faith, and so I come to her to support her and comfort her at the time. And I love her so much. And she got married to my brother, and she became in-laws. And they were standing before the marriage. But there is a darkness power enter into her. And then she cried. And then she was starting to yell. And though there are many things that destroy that marriage ceremony, and from that one, and the darkness has possessed her. And she was very a beautiful woman, but that beauty became gone when that is, she got deformed and her eyes were very scared. And she took the food from other and ate it herself. The demon has caused her to jump into the lake to commit suicide. And she was pregnant. And sometimes she tried to rip herself apart and took the her son out. Demon possession is the greatest terror into someone who has ever happened. Only the mother can understand the situation that occurred to her daughter. Have mercy upon me, because my daughter has been demon possessed. She suffered because her daughter suffered. She asked for mercy from Jesus because she was born in by the Gentile. She grew up in a faithless, to be demon possessed. Who could help her? Nobody can. No idol, no other God's image. But when she heard Jesus, she has a hope. She waiting for the mercy of Jesus, because Jesus is her hope to save her daughter from demon possessed condition. Her daughter's suffering is her own suffering. There's a lady who took a woman with only 1-year-old boy on walking on the street. A poor slum says, a police noticed that she was picking up something on the street and watched her very suspiciously. Several times he saw her stoop, picking up something and hide it in her apron. Finally, he went up to her and with a gruff voice and threatening manner, demanded, "What are you carrying off in your apron?" The timid woman did not answer at first. Whereupon the officer, thinking that she must have found something valuable, threatened her with arrest. The woman opened her apron and revealed a handful of broken glass. "I just thought I would like to take it out of the way of my child's feet," she said. She was protecting her child from stepping on a broken glass. And so, I was only thinking, I do not want this working glass to be stepped on by my child. Ah, the mother loves her child because of faith. And that is the one that will love the child the most when the mother has faith. And if you have faith to express the love for your child, that is the greatest thing that happens. The second point is that with faith, the mother sacrifices the most. First, when this woman comes to Jesus, we saw that she called out, but Jesus answered like this. Oh, she was hoping for a resolution for her daughters, but did Jesus, this is something that she could, difficulty that she could not receive the love of them. Jesus agreed that if the daughter comes and maybe one, oh mother, do not mother Jesus. They are Jews. They would not count anything with us, a Canaanite. But she was patient. And the first struggle is that she continued to ask. She continued to be patient, waiting for Jesus. And then her disciple, his disciple came, okay, send her away, for she keeps crying after us. But if a husband with her asking for a mercy, the husband can accept the silence of Jesus, but should not accept the shooing away of the disciple of Jesus. Dear congregation, the mother continued to sacrifice herself to remain. And there are some things still going. Jesus answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." That means Jesus is only concerned with the Israelites and not the Gentile. She's not concerned that she is not a concern of Jesus. The mother continued to be patient, though, and she knew that, and before, "Lord, help me." So this calling out, not give help my daughter, but help me, because she carried her daughter's suffering, so that to come and ask the Lord for mercy. She knelt down. She knelt before Jesus. Anywhere. This is someone who loved her daughter, and she continued to humble herself. Whatever degree of humbleness, she is willing to go there. Help me, Lord. But this doesn't matter what kind of scolding or despising by others, as long as my daughter is here. Another word. This is a hurtful thing from Jesus. It is not right, Jesus said, to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. So Jesus is comparing this lady, the Gentile, like a puppy. No, the food is for the children's bread, not for the dogs. But this lady said, yes, even if I'm a dog, even the dog eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Satan can let us see that there is a relationship between her, though she's only a Gentile. She's agreed that she belongs to the temple, that there is a relationship between her and Jesus. Jesus is not just a Jesus of Israel, but also Jesus of the Gentile. But that he came, she created all the nations of this earth. He recognized God is her God. The faith is new, but recognize the relationship between her and God. And she pleading, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Her faith is so great that she said that. Even the drop of the master table is enough for the dog. The authority of Jesus is unlimited. Even just a little piece of crumbs will do wonders for the dogs. The daughter, a mother, always sacrifices for their children. She pays any price so that he can achieve her asking of mercy. After she gave birth, the story of their birth, she passed away. Could I see my child? And so the child is put on her coffin and opened the very song. She was so, her son was born without the ears. And so, and afterward, this child, though they does not have ears, and through that, this child can hear. And because of that, she was very concerned for her child. And someday, she grew him up. He understood. She grew up handsome, and he's a student that has been honored and respected by father. And because without the ear, he would rescue many things. One time, he embraced her and crying, "Mother, mother, my student called me a terrible and so he has a gift of music, and her mother and wanted her child to excel, encourage her. There are many good things that you can be friend with, but in her heart, she felt suffering for her child because of this truth. And so she contacted the doctor. Somebody can give her the ears. So they were looking for someone who can give them a pair of ears. 2 years later, finally, the father said, "You will have a pair of ears. I have found someone who can give you the ears. And this is a secret. I could not let you know who would give you." And after the operations, now he's a new person. The skill is now prosperous. And she went to college afterward and do all the great honors. And he worked in a, and every day he talked to his father. Who has given me a pair of ears? Who have given me this kind of love? I could not repay that person. And the father said, I know that you could not repay that person, but I pray that I had promised that I would not tell the secret. Many years passed with this secret and find out. And that person came. What the day is the darkest day of the life. And that's the day his mom passed away. And so the father opened the old ears and showed the face without the ears. And the mother said, and so she said she would not cut her hair to cover up the fact that she gave the ears. The mother sacrificed for her son. I believe that all the mother wants to sacrifice, but if a mother has faith, that is the greatest sacrifice the mother will have for her children if she has faith. This mother here has a faith. It doesn't matter what the struggle to get to Jesus, all she thinks is to have her daughter be healed of demon possessed. The third point that we think is that with faith, the mother gave her children the best. And after overcome many returns, there are many that the person who are not worthy of mercy has no value in the culture of Israelites. But this person came to Jesus with only a faith. All that prevention not to deter her, but to express the true faith of this mother who put the faith in Jesus. That faith is that per se. Jesus said, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And the father said, at that moment, the daughter was healed. But Jesus came to Jesus, taught only faith. But Jesus does not have to come to her own house. Jesus only needs her faith. The faith is so needed to come to Jesus and then touch on the love of Jesus. This mother has a beautiful form. And she raised her daughter, but when her daughter was even, she seemed like she lost everything. Her daughter lost her life through demon possessed. But if the daughter, and so she can feel the loss of her daughter when demon possessed. She gave the most to her daughter by her faith. That faith had restored the life of this daughter, that the beautiful moment still to come after being healed from demon possession. This is the gift of a mother to her daughter. You are the mothers. Do you have faith that can restore the values of the children? Many of the mothers have been and prayed for the change, for the nephew and niece. We are living in the world that the darkness that prevents us from talking about God to others. But the faith of the mother can kneel to ask for mercy from the Lord on her children. Do not despise your mother when she is old. Proverbs 23:22. There's a story, the true story, was researching in Louis L'Amour website. And that thought, truth is stranger than fiction. This story is true, but it's great, stranger than fiction. The year was 1820, and Peter Richley was a grateful man. He had survived one of the strangest and most harrowing events known to mankind. The ship which he had been traveling on sank. He was rescued. By some strange twist of circumstance, however, this ship sank. He was rescued again. But this third ship sank likewise. He was rescued for a third time. Yet his fourth ship of passage soon sank. And unbelievably, he was rescued for a fourth time. But his fifth ship sank as well. it would have been laughable had it not been so serious. On the high sea, however, he floated with the serene confidence that somehow God did not want him to die. And sure enough, as if on cue, another ship came by and answered his call for help. This ocean liner, the City of Leeds, was named after its British city of origin. It was bound from England to Australia and traveled the same sea lane as Peter Richard's down ships. So sailing from England to Australia, the crew of the City of Leeds hoisted Peter aboard. Dry clothing was provided to Peter. The ship's doctor gave him a cursory exam, pronounced him fit, and then asked an unusual favor. There's a lady on board who booked a passage to Australia, the doctor explained. She's looking for her son who disappeared years ago. She's dying and she's asking to see her son. She knows everybody on board, and since you are the only newcomer, would you pretend to be her son? Peter agreed. After all, his life had now been saved for the fifth time. He followed the doctor below deck and entered into a cabin. There, on a small bed, lay a frail woman with silver hair. She was obviously suffering from a very high fever. Deliriously, she was crying out, "Please, God, let me see my son before I die. I must see my son." And the ship's doctor gently pushed the young man toward the bed. Soon, however, Peter Richley began sobbing. For lying there on that bed was the reason that he couldn't seem to die. Here was a lifeline that had kept him from drowning five times. For lying on that bed was none other than Sarah Richley, who had prayed for 10 years to reconcile to her son, Peter. The ship's doctor stood in amazement as the young man fell down by the bed and embraced the sick woman. "I'm here, Mom, I'm here. It's me." Within days, the fever has subsided and his mother awakened to find an answered prayer seated on the edge of her bed. Only with a prayer that God works wonderful things. In conclusion, this is a true story with the prayer of a mother or a child who put faith in the Lord that miracles has happened, that reunited a mom and her son. Oh, the mother would say the best for her child, but the mother with a child will give the child the best decomposition. Do you have faith in Christ so that you can give your children the best? Mother is the most beautiful person of my life. All mothers, all the sons and daughters here can feel that mother is the most beautiful person. And this morning I want to say to you, my mother is the most beautiful thing of my in my life. I grew up and my other brother and sister has left. I'm the smallest son, but we have lived together like two friends. And she was so light. I can carry her with one arm. And so I can lift her up. And so, no, don't carry mine. Put me down. I feel ashamed if you carry me like that. And maybe she is making fun of me coming a monkey. And in 1981, my father passed away. My grandmother came. "Why did you leave your mom there?" And she was crying for so long. And January 1995, And when my parents left the country to go to America, I held on. My mother did not want to leave. And so she was crying and the tear was dropping. In April 2004, after I prayed in the morning, my older sister let me know that my mom has passed away. I was so devastated. I could not even cry. They are made suffering something so great that you could not even cry. And so it was like a poignant thing in my heart. Why did I could see my mom the last day? And I could not go home because I don't have enough money. The mother is waiting for me up in heaven for me. And the child, I was able to return. I remember my mom. But I can feel that I was motherless when my mom passed away. Without mom, I have nobody else. Why did you be so soon? And so I saw the image of her being buried. And so my mom was gone after a stroke. And so she left in a hurry. She died very lonely, suffering a stroke. She was so proud because of her children. Her faith is helping my faith. My mother passed away a very short time. And after my sister called me after the hospital, let me see you. But no, the mom passed away so quick. In 2005, and we have no sins. He fell and hit his head. And so, and I took him to the hospital after operation. He said, and the brain has returned from this sickness. Mr. Singh, sometimes there is something exploded in my head. I feel for you, Mr. Singh. When I heard that my mom passed away, I feel like something exploded in my brain as well. Oh, why don't you go to the doctor? My daughter recommended me when I have some symptom about my brain. And so I remember my mom that way. If I were the stroke, I hope that I can go quickly. In 2009, I went back to Vietnam to visit her burial site after 5 years she passed away. And so my relatives has moved my burial home. And so I saw the next to the burial place, I can see her name. If she was crying, then I praise God for her faith, because her faith helped my faith, because my mom is the most beautiful woman of my life. I hope that we as mothers in the congregation who have faith, we have need to put faith in Christ. Well, in the old age, we could not do anything when in old age, but with faith, we can continue to pray for the children. The mother can sacrifice and can give the best if we have faith. May the Lord bless each one of the mothers here. Happy Mother's Day.